안녕하세요. Welcome back, everyone. Yes, it's lesson 10 today. And as always, we will finish with a short pronunciation lesson. We call it Ted's Pronunciation Tips. Why? Well, it's a pronunciation tip, and I'm Ted. Thanks for joining, and thanks for listening. Now, remember, 1 minute of pronunciation practice isn't enough. I'll practice with you now, then you need to practice a little bit on your own as well. Self-study, practicing on your own, helps a lot. Don't forget. Today we're going to look at the word is. Is. Now in English, we have a word, is. Is. Is that okay? Is there enough time? But at the end, after words, sometimes it's contracted to just is. Is. Not really is, but is. So when you're listening, you don't always hear the full word. Let's see a couple of examples. There is. There is. Now, slowly, there is. There is a good reason for that. But quickly, there is. There is. There is. There is a good reason for that. There is a good reason for that. Sometimes we just contract it all the way. There's a good reason. There is a good reason. There's a good reason. There's a good reason for that. Let's take a look at another example. Game is. Game is. The game is almost over. The game is almost over. The game is almost over. Contracted even farther, the game's almost over. One word. There is, game is. Let's take a look at today's dialogue. How can I contact you? My cell phone number is 011-9788-2721. Now that's not really my number, so I don't know whose it is, so don't call. It's just a sample. My cell phone number is 011-9788-2721. My cell number is, cell phone number is, Do you have it, everyone? Got it? Remember, that's more important for listening than speaking, but it's also important that you practice it. Keep practicing, everyone, and make sure and tune in next time on Ted's Pronunciation Tips. Bye-bye for now.